Today's Mishnah is our Masechtes Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, the third Masechta of Seder Zeron, Masechtes Demai. So Masechtes Demai very much requires an introduction. So what exactly is Demai? The short answer is, Demai is peiros that somebody purchases from an Amma Oretz. Ordinarily, if somebody purchases peiros, and the person that he's purchasing the peiros from tells the Lekeach that, I want you to know, I took care of all the trumois and maisrois that one is obligated to be mafrish from these peiros, the buyer can trust them. He could buy them, assume that all the necessary tithes were already given, and treat them as regular peiros that he's allowed to eat. Stating that, Chazal said that that's true for a person that's not an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz is different. When it comes to an Am Ha'aretz, we have to assume that he did not give the necessary Trumas and Maisras. Not just that, even if he tells you I did, we assume he's lying, he's not Neman, and the halacha is you now will have an obligation as the buyer to be Mafrish, the Trumas and Maisras of these pairs. So the truth is, in order to really understand the Mai, what we need to do is we need to take a step back and we have to understand what exactly truma is and what maestras are so that we can build up to have a better appreciation of what exactly demai is. A person that owned land in Eretz Yisrael where peiros tfuah grew was obligated every single year to give trumas or maestras. So what exactly were trumas or maestras? Number one, you had to give truma gedoyla. Number two, you had to give maaser rishon. Number three, depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was, you had to give either Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani. If it was years 1, 2, 4, or 5, you had to give Maisa Sheni. If it was years 3 or 6, you had to give Maisa Ani. Shemitah, of course, everything is Hefker, and as a result, there's no Chiyuv to be Mafresh, Trumas, or Maisus at all. So every single Yid that owned Peiros in Eretz Yisrael had an obligation to give 3 different Matonis, Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon, and depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was, he would have to give either Maisa Sheni or Maisa Rani. Now, it's important to note that although these 3 or 4 different matanois together are known as trumas and maaseres, but really they're very, very different. Loi ro'i zeh k'ro'i zeh. Hatzad ha'shava shebehen is these are matanois that a yid was obligated to give from peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael. But in terms of what exactly they are, they're very, very different. So just briefly, truma gedoyla was the first thing that a person would have to give from his peiros. It was given to a kohen. Truma Gedoyla has kedusha. In fact, it has kedusha that's me'ein kachim. So we understand that a carbon has kedusha. Truma is not as kaddish as a carbon, but it's in the conversation. As a result, only a kohen was allowed to eat truma. A zar, or even a levi that would eat truma, would be chayev misa bidei shamay. A very interesting kula that you have in Truma is chita achas peiteres hasakri. And that means that midairaisa, there's no shear how much a person has to be mafresh for Truma. Chita achas, literally one strand of wheat, peiteres hasakri. It could pater an entire field. Stating that, the Rabbanon suggested certain shiurim, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. But the point is that Truma Gedoyla has Kedusha. It was given to the Kayhanim. It was only allowed to be eaten by the Kayhanim. A zar that eats Truma Gedoyla would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. And as far as a shear goes, Chita Achas Peiteres HaSakri. Maaser Rishon was very, very different. Number one, Maaser Rishon wasn't given to the Kayhanim. It was given to the Leviim. Now the truth is, the Gemara Masechtes Ksubas discusses that Ezra HaSofer penalized the Leviim, and according to one man de Amar, the Knas was, he said that you shouldn't give Maaser Rishon anymore to the Leviim, you should give it to the Kayhanim. But that's something that we don't need for the introduction. Midai Raisa Maaser Rishon was meant to be given to the Leviim. So Truma was given to the Kayhanim, Maaser Rishon was given to the Leviim. Another very important difference is, and that is Maaser Rishon was allowed to be eaten even by a non-Kayan. It was given to the Leviim, so obviously the Levi was allowed to eat it, but even Yisrael was allowed to eat it. So anyone that wants to eat Maaser Rishon was allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. And perhaps most significantly, Maaser, the word Maaser means Me'eser. It means 1/10. And Maaser Rishon had a specific number. The Yid's Maaser Rishon had to be 10% of everything that he had in his field. So whereas Truma Gedoyla, Chita Achas, Peteres, Asakri, any little bit that you give is very nice. When it comes to Maaser Rishon, you had to give 10%. Now, another important halacha related to Maaser Rishon is that once the Levi received Maaser Rishon, he now had to give Maaser min ha-Maaser, also known as Trumas Maaser. So the Yisrael took 10%, gave it to the Levi. Once the Levi got it, he now had to give 10% of what he received, and he had to give it to a Kohen. And Trumas Maaser is really very similar to Truma Gedoyla. It had to be given to Kohanim, Azor was not allowed to eat it. Where it's different than Truma Gedoyla is that Truma Gedoyla Chita Achas Peteres Hasakri, Trumas Maaser is also called Maaser Min HaMaaser. The word Maaser means tenth, which means that it had to be 10%. So the Yisrael had to give Truma from all of his payrois, and then the Levi who got Maaser Rishon took 10% of what he received, he gave it to the Kohen. The third thing that the Yid had to give was either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, depending on what year it was. So what's Maaser Sheni? Number one, Maaser Sheni again is 10%. If it's called Maaser, you know it's 10%. It's easy. What's unique about Maaser Sheni is that Maaser Sheni didn't have to be given to anybody. Meaning the owner of the field was allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni by himself. Stating that, Maaser Sheni had Kedusha, not as much Kedusha as Truma, and certainly not as much Kedusha as Kachim, but Kedusha did have. And as a result, it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a holy city, and that's where the Yid had to eat this food, which was Kaddish. What if a person wasn't going to be able to make it to Yerushalayim, and he was worried that his parents were going to spoil? So there's a plan B. Plan B was, the person was able to be poida. He could redeem his Maaser Sheni, transfer the Kedusha from the parents onto money, and then when he gets around, money doesn't spoil. You could take the money, bring it to Yerushalayim, buy food there, and eat the food in Yerushalayim. So what's unique about Maaser Sheni is, he didn't give it to anybody, but it had Kedusha, and as a result, it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And finally, Maaser Ani, Kishma Kachi, was Maaser, 10%, and it went to the Aniyim. And that's why we learned the halachas already of Maaser Ani, Masechtas Peah, which is the Masechta that deals with all the halachas of Matnas Aniyim. And again, Maaser, which means it's 10%, it was given to the Ani, it had no Kedusha, which means that anybody was able to eat it. So the point is that every Yid who has a field, he has peiros, tfuah, he has things growing, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be wheat, it could be barley, it could be corn, it could be olives, it could be grapes, regardless of what it is. He had to be Mafresh Truma Gedoyla, then he had to give Maaser Rishon. The Levi from his Maaser Rishon had to give Trumas Maaser, and depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle was, he also gave Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. And clearly, as we just mentioned, although all four of these items fall under the umbrella of Trumas and Maaseris, but really, Leiroi Zek, Roi Zek. Now, what's the tzad hashava, though, between all of these things? Number one, you have to give them. Number two, if a person has peiros, and he wasn't mafresh yet, trumas u'maisres, and again, trumas u'maisres means all of the above, he's not allowed to eat his peiros. His peiros are macholis asuras. His peiros are literally like nevela, like chazer, like basav v'cholov, things that every yid understands he's not allowed to eat. Until a person was mafresh, all the necessary trumas u'maisres, his peiros were tevel. If somebody eats tevel, he's over a loisase, and in certain instances, he would even be chayef misa midei shamayim. But that's the point. The point is, a person had to be mafresh all the trumas u'maisres, and until he was mafresh all the trumas u'maisres, all his peiros were machalos asuros. What's the name of the machalos asuros? The name of the machalos asuros was tevel. And because tevel comes with the chi of misa, it's more chomer than most machalos asuros. Usually when you think the traditional machalos asuros, chazer. If somebody would eat chazer b'mezer, he'd get malchus. Nevela, he'd get malchus. Basav v'chalof, he'd get malchus. Tevel has a misa b'dei shamayim. So tevel is actually more chomer. Either way, that's the backdrop to the basic laws of Trumas, Maasers, and Tevel. Enter the Mai. The Chachamim, and this happened around the time of the Chanukah story, if you want to place it historically, made an observation, and they realized that the Amei Aretz were becoming negligent and lax in the laws of Trumas and Maaseris. You see, historically, Jews took Trumas and Maaseris very, very similarly, but this was the first time that there was some slippage, and there were people that were starting to be very, very negligent, and because of that, the Chachamim came, and they made a takana. They said there's a group of people who they dubbed as the Amei Aretz. We're going to see later in the Masechta what the definition of an Amei Aretz Amoruses. But they dubbed these people as being Amoruses, and they said these are people that are not being careful in the laws of Trumas and Maestras. As a result, if you buy Peres from them, you can't trust them that they did what they were supposed to do. And even if they tell you they did, they're lying. They're doing it because they want to incentivize you to buy it. Because if I can buy something and not have to give Trumas and Maestras, I just saved a good few percentage points of the thing it is that I bought. So as a result, these are people that can't be trusted. And they said, if you buy Peres from our Ma'aretz, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to be Marfis Trumas and Maestras. Stating that, there were some very, very important limitations. And it's critical to understand the basic halachas of the Mai. Number one, even when the Chachamim made this observation, they did this analysis and they realized that the Amiyarats weren't being Marfis Trumas and Maestras, Truma Gedoyah they would be Marfis. And because they were being mafresh Truma Gedoyla, they never made a takana on Truma Gedoyla. So in the worst case scenario, if a person's going to buy Peres from an Am Aret, it's going to be Demai with all the Hidurim. He's not going to have to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla. Because in the observation, they did notice that the Yidin were being careful when it came to Truma Gedoyla. That's number one. Number two, equally as important, and that is, the Chachamim observed that Roiv of the Am Aretz were giving Maaser. So the non-Ami Aretz all gave Maaser. And even as it relates to the Ami Aretz, Roiv Ma'asrenhein. It was only a Miyat that didn't. Which means that really, Midai Raisa, there's nothing to worry about. Because we know the rule, Achri Rabim Lahatas, we go Basar Roiv. This is what's known as a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, which is really Machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim, Remeir is Chayish Lemiyuta by Ruba de Lesa Kamon. But we don't Paschim like Remeir. So we hold you go Basar Roiv. And being that you go Basar Roiv, really based on the principles of Roiv, we should say, called the Parish Me Ruba Parish, and if you buy something from an Amaris, you would have nothing to worry about. The chiddush of Demai was that even though Roiv Ami Aretz Ma'asrin, we're going to be Chayesh L'miyuta. And we're going to be concerned, we're going to be worried about the miyut of Ami Aretz that don't give Ma'aser. What's the concern going to be? That maybe they really didn't give it. Maybe this person that you bought it from is from the miyut. And as a result, this is something that you have to worry about. But the point is that even in the world of Demai, we acknowledge that if you were going to go Basar Roiv, it wouldn't be a problem. It's not like all the Ami Aretz didn't give Maaser. It's not even like 50-50. It was literally a minority of Ami Aretz that didn't give Maaser. But the Chiddush of Mai was that we have to be Chayesh L'miyuta. Now, once you understand that, we can understand the basic premise, the backdrop to Masechtas Mai. And that is, really, when a person buys Peres from an Ami Aretz, he's buying something that maybe or maybe not Trumas and Maaser were given from. In fact, based on Roiv, you would assume that Trumas and Maaser were given. The Chachamim are saying that let's be Chayesh that maybe Trumas and Maaser weren't given. But really, all it is a Suffolk. In the best case scenario, what it is a Suffolk. And because all it is a Suffolk, so when a person handles the Mai, really, you're always going to look at it, not as if you know for sure you have to be Mafis Trumas and Maaser, but as a Suffolk, maybe you have to be Mafis Trumas and Maaser. L'mai Nafkamina. So an easy Nafkamina would be, what happens if you have Suffolk Mai? I have a Suffolk if this is Mai. So, being that the Mai itself is only a suffix, because even when I know something for sure is the Mai, meaning I know for sure it's Peres Amaretz, it's only a suffix, maybe he's from the Miut that didn't give Trumas and Maaseres. So, the Mai wakes up in the morning as a suffix. So, now if there's a suffix, whether it's the Mai, it's going to be a double suffix, also known as a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka, you for sure would be able to go the Kula. So, from the fact that the Mai is inherently something that's only suffix, as a result, a very obvious nafkamina would be, is if you want to shtel to another suffix, what would be a Svek Sveka? But the truth is, there's more fundamental nafkamina because of the fact that it's a suffix, and with this, we'll start the Masechta. And that is, that being that when a person has the Mai, all it is a suffix. Maybe the Am Aretz didn't give the Maaser that he has to. So it's for that reason he needs to always treat it as a suffix. What does that mean? The rule is suffix iser, you go to Chumra. Suffix mamin, what's the rule? Zeklal Godabadin, Hamaitse Mechaveri, Oliver Raya. And that plays itself out into the Aleph base. Literally, Demai 101, literally the introduction to the Masechta. And that is as follows. So let's just play it out. Let's visualize it. A person just went and he bought payers from an Amaretz. Okay, it's Demai. What's the halacha of Demai? You have to start handling Trumas and Maaseres. So what's the first one of the matanas that every Yid always gave when he had payers? He gave Truma. Does he have to give Truma? No, why doesn't he have to give Truma? Because even in the Takana of Demai, the Chachamim observed that the Ami Aretz used to be Mafresh Truma. So Truma is N.A., right? It's not Nogeya. Why is it not Nogeya? Because even the Ami Aretz used to give Truma. Maiserishin. Oh, Maiserishin, yeah. What do you mean? Roivam Yaretz Maasrin. Yeah, but that was the takon of Demai. They have to be Chayesh Lemiyuta. Okay, you have to be Chayesh Lemiyuta, meaning it's a Safik. And you have to treat it like a Safik. So, Safik, I have to maybe be Mafrish Maiser. If I'm not Mafrish Maiser, my parents are going to be Tevel. It's a Safik Isser. Safik Isser Lechumra. So what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to be Mafrish Maiser. Now, what do you do once you're Mafrish Maiser? You give it to the Levi. Levi comes knocking on your door. He tells you, "No, I heard that you bought Paris from an Amoritz. I heard you were Mafresh Meiser. I'm coming to collect it." Baha Levi, Ashein Lechelik Venachle Imach. Right? He's coming. He wants to take his Meiser. Do you have to give him the Meiser? No. You know what? You're going to tell the Levi, you want the Meiser? Safik Malman. How do you know the Amoritz didn't give Meiser? Maybe he did give Meiser. So he's going to tell you, what do you mean? You were Mafresh Meiser? I'm going to say, yeah, I was Mafresh Meiser because there's a takon of Demai. That it's a Sofik. Sofik is, I have no choice. I had to be Mafresh Meiser. But you want to take it from me? This is already a Sofik moment. Sofik moment, I'm Moitzim Echaveri, all of Araya. I'm the Muchsik. You know what the halach is? You don't have to give it to the Levi. What do you do with it? Eat it. I'm allowed to eat Meiser? Yeah, that was in the introduction. Can't eat Truma, but you can eat Meiser. And because I can eat Meiser, the halacha is, I will actually be able to eat it. But there's one caveat. What's the caveat? Meiser Rishon can't be eaten until you're Mafresh from it, Truma's Meiser. When the Yisrael gave Meiser Rishon to the Levi had to be Mafresh Truma's Meiser. And until the Levi was Mafresh Truma's Meiser, he wasn't allowed to eat from the Meiser Rishon either. So this Yid now, who's going to be allowed to eat the Meiser Rishon, even though he was Mafresh Tumai because it's a Sofik Mammon and a Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, but he'll have to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser. It's a Sofik. No, because that's already Sofik Isser. And Sofik Isser, you have to be Mafresh. And that, which is going to be Trumas Meiser, is only eaten by a Kohen. And because it's only eaten by a Kohen, so the Yisrael is not going to be able to eat it, he's going to have no choice. He's going to have to give it to a Kohen because he's not going to be able to eat it. So what's the point? So he might as well give it to a Kohen. But the point is, Truma, he doesn't have to be Mafresh. Meiser Rishon, he has to be Mafresh because it's a Safik Isser. Once you Mafresh it, you can keep it. You don't have to give it to the Levi because it's a Safik Mammon. But that's only true for 90% of the Meiser Rishon because 10% will be Trumas Meiser. That you'll have to be Mafresh again because it's a Safik Isser. And that you can't eat because only the Kohen's allowed to eat it. So as a result, you're going to have to give it away. What about Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, you're going to have to be Mafresh. Why? It's a Safik Isser. I can't eat my Paris without being Mafresh Meiser Sheni because that's Tevel. What's the halacha Meiser Sheni? You keep it. Okay, so that's easy. No one's coming to knock on the door requesting Meiser Sheni. What do you do with Meiser Sheni? You eat it in Yerushalayim. Am I going to have to eat it in Yerushalayim? The answer is yeah. Why? Because again, it's a Safik Isser. It's also to eat Meiser Sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. So it's a question of Safik Isser. Safik Isser, you're going to go to Chumra. You're going to have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And finally, Meiser Ani. What's the halacha Meiser Ani? You have to be Mafresh Meiser Ani. Because if you're not Mafresh Meiser Ani, you can't eat it. It's going to be Tevel. What's the halacha Meiser Ani? You give it to the Ani. Okay, the Ani is going to come knocking on the door. He's going to ask you for the Meiser Ani. You're going to tell him, I'm sorry. I'm not giving you the Meiser Ani. Why not? Because it's a Safik Mammon. And I'm going to make a very all of a riot. So if you think about it, really, the whole takana of Demai affected what? What did it really affect? It didn't affect Truma. Meiser Rishon, it didn't really affect so much. Because Meiser Rishon, yeah, you'll have to be Mafresh, but big deal. You can't be Mafresh, just have a reminder on your refrigerator to be Mafresh. You can eat it anyways. The problem is 10% of it. Okay, so 10% of the Meiser Rishon it affects. Truma's Meiser, right? So it's 10% of 10%. That's what it is, which is 1%. That's really what it is. Meiser Sheni doesn't affect. No impact on Meiser Sheni. I mean, you're going to have to eat it. I'm sorry, Meiser Sheni does affect, because Meiser Sheni, you're going to have to take the Yerushalayim, and Meiser Ani, it's not going to affect. Meiser Ani, you have to be Mafresh, and you're going to be able to keep it. So really what it affects is it affects the Trumas Meiser of the Meiser Rishon, and it affects Meiser Sheni. That's really what it affects. Truma Gedolah doesn't affect at all. Meiser Rishon doesn't really affect. You have to be Mafresh it, so it does affect it, but practically, at the end of the day, in the Keshena, it doesn't really affect it other than the Truma's Meiser component. Meiser Sheni, it very much affects, meaning you have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni, you have to eat Yerushalayim, which you don't give away anyways. And Meiser Ani, that it doesn't affect, because all you have to do is be Mafresh it, the Ani will never be able to take it from you, because HaMoitzim Mechaveri Olverai. So if you think about it, as much as this is a whole takana of Demai, not really that big of a deal. It's not so huge in terms of what the buyer is losing out, because most of what it would technically affect, it sounds like you have to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser. It's not true. You don't have to be Mafresh Trumas Gedolah. Meiser Rishon is really not such an issue. Meiser Ani is certainly not an issue. Meiser Sheni, that's the primary Meiser that it affects. Either way, with that introduction, we begin the Masechta Zokt, the Mishnah, Hakalin Shebet Mai, the following are a list of different foods where Chazal were very, very makel as it relates to the laws of demai. Now, the Mishnah is going to list a whole bunch of different types of foods, foods that most of us are probably not very familiar with. We'll go through this list very quickly. So what are the list of examples of just different species of food that Chazal were very makel when it comes to demai? Number one, hashisin. So hashisin, the Rav says, are figs that grow in the midbar. They grow in the desert. They grow in the wild. The harimin. Rimin is a lotus. That's what it is. The uzradin, certain types of apples. Ubnoi shuach, white figs. Ubnoi shikma, sycamore figs. The noivlois hatmara, or dates that fell off the tree prematurely. The hagufnin, these are certain types of grapes. The hanitzpa are capers. Ubi Yehuda, and in the region of Judea, in Yehuda, ha'oig, sumac. The hachimetz shab Yehuda, and the vinegar, the special type of vinegar that was in Yehuda. The hakuzbar and coriander. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-shisim p'turim. I agree, but not entirely. I hold that all the shisim that the Mishnah said is potter from demai, I agree with chutz mishal dufra, with the exception of a certain type of shisin. Which shisin? Dufra. What's unique about dufra? Dufra is unique in that it comes from a tree that bears fruit twice a year. Kol harimim p'turim, all rimin are potter. The Mishnah mentioned that rimin are potter. Says Rabbi Yehuda, all rimin are potter. Chutz mi rime shikmoina, with the exception of the rimin that came from shikmoina, that was a place, and kol b'nei shikma p'turois, all sycamore figs are potter. Chutz mi na mustafois, with the exception of the mustafois, these are figs that burst open. Either way, those figs are going to be chayv. So what's the point in this? Why are all these things potter from the mai? I understand. Pears are chayv in the mai. So why should these pears be any different? So the reason is one reason for the entire Mishnah, and that is that these are things that typically were hefker. So usually if somebody has any one of these types of fruit, usually he would be mafker them. Or these are things that grow in the wild, and they grow in a place that's hefker. Now this is a very important halacha. Hefker is potter from Trumas and Maestras. And even if someone is kinda something from hefker, it's still potter from Trumas and Maestras. So if somebody would buy any one of these things from an Amma Aretz, he'd be potter. You know why? The reason it would be potter is because it's a svek sveka. Because really, anytime you buy pears from an Amma Aretz, it's only a suffik whether or not the Amma Aretz was a ma'aser. There's a chance that he did. In fact, if you would go Basar Rav, you would assume for sure he did. It's just a chiddush that the Rabbanan were machmer, and they said, don't be Saimachan Rav. But really, it's merinit a suffik. It's not more than a suffik that the person... So it's a suffik whether he was mafish shumas or maestras. These things, alpi roiv, came from hefker. So usually if somebody's going to have shisin, wild figs, or someone's going to have sycamore figs, these are things that usually woke up hefker. So what happens is it started off as a suffik, maybe it was never chayv in Trumas or Maestras. Now you have another suffik that maybe the Amaris actually gave the Maestras he was supposed to give. So what is it? It's a svek sveka. Being that it's a svek sveka, so it's for that reason you're going to be potter. So really the Kalun Shebet Mai, the first Mishnah Masechtes Demai, discusses different food items that typically, or at the very least, a good chance were patim min ha-maisers. If these are things that there's a good chance of patim min ha-maisers, then when it comes to demai, you don't have to worry about it. Now, if this is not demai, then it would be something else. Because then, misafik, you would have to be ma'afrish shumas ha-maisers. But being that there's anyways a chance that tam aretz was ma'aser, roiv ami aretz ma'aser nein. So therefore, over here, what it is a svek sveiko, meaning that it's a svek sveiko. Svek sveka, you always go lakula. Even by demai, you go lakula by svek sveka. As for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. Mishnah base, additional kulois that you find in the halacha of demai. Zok to Mishnah, hadmai ein loy chaymish. So what happens if somebody bought pears for Nama Aretz? It's demai, okay. He has to be mafresh. Chuma gedayla, we discussed in the introduction. You don't have to be mafresh. Maiser rishain, you have to be mafresh. You can eat it. The chuma's maiser, that's your issue. Maiser sheni, oh. Maiser sheni, you have to be mafresh. Okay, so the person was mafresh, now maiser sheni from demai. So he has the maiser sheni, but it's not traditional maiser sheni. It's maiser sheni from demai. Now what's the difference? The difference is it might not really be maiser sheni. If you have real tevel and you mafresh maiser sheni, you know you have maiser sheni. But this might not be maiser sheni. The reason it might not be maiser sheni is because you don't know if it was ever chayiv in Maisa Sheni, because maybe the Amma Aretz already gave Maisa Sheni. So this Maisa Sheni is a questionable Maisa Sheni. It's for that reason the Mishnah says, Ein Lechaymish. If a person wants to now redeem the Maisa Sheni, ordinarily the halacha is you'd have to be Maisa Chaymish. So you could be paid the Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, there's a plan B. You could swap out the Maisa Sheni for money, pay, and the money is what's going to now have the Kedusha Maisa Sheni. Now, in order to do that, in order to do what's known as Pidyoin, to transfer the Kedusha, you had to add a Chaymash, you had to add a fifth. That's only true for regular Maisa Sheni, but Maisa Sheni of Dmai is more Kuladik, and therefore you don't have to add a Chaymash. The Inloi Bir, another halacha is, it's not subject to the laws of Bir. So Bir is a halacha that every 3 years, a Yid was obligated to take all the Trumas and Maisas that he might have hanging around his house. So let's say you're a procrastinator. So I have Truma, I have Maisa Rishon, I have to give it to a Kohen, I didn't get around to it. I have to give it to a Levi, I didn't get around to it. I have Peiros of Maisa Sheni, I didn't get around to bringing it to Yerushalayim. So the halacha is, at some point, you have to just empty everything out of your house. There's a zman of beer. There's a halacha of beer, a whole discussion, but there is a concept of beer. The mai is not subject to the laws of beer. So when the zman of the beer comes, where I'm not allowed to have any trumas and maestros in my house, if I have trumas and maestros of the mai, it's not subject to the laws of beer. V'nechal oinein. An oinein is not allowed to eat maestros sheni. Oinein is someone that lost a relative. The day of the Misa, before the Kfura, is the person's considered an Oinein. An Oinein is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. We say, Lo yochalti ba'oinei mimeni. A person is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni when he's an Oinein, but Maisa Sheni shel d'mai is more kuladig, and as a result, an Oinein is allowed to eat it. V'nichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yoytze. The halach is, if somebody wants to be paid the Maisa Sheni, he can be paid it, but only outside of Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, you can't be paid the Maisa Sheni. That's the halach. You can eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. In fact, you have to eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. But if you want to be paid, then it dafka has to be outside of Yerushalayim. What happens if someone had Paris Maisa Sheni, he brought it to Yerushalayim, and then he took it out? Can't be paid it anymore. Once it enters Yerushalayim, at that point, it can't take it out anymore and be paid it. Zok the Mishnah, that's all true for regular Maisa Sheni. But if you have Maisa Sheni Shel Demai, you could be Nichnas Li Yerushalayim V'yoytze, and then you can take it out. U'ma'abdin es mi'utei bedrachim. The halach is, if somebody's walking on the street, he sees Maisa Sheni on the side of the road, he has to pick it up. But if somebody sees Maisa Sheni Shel Demai on the side of the road, it's more kuladig, you don't have to pick it up. The nois nei lam aretz. The halach is, he not allowed to give Maisa Sheni to an am aretz. The reason is because Maisa Sheni has kedusha, and we're worried that the am aretz is not going to treat it properly. He's not going to eat it in Yerushalayim. He may eat it when he's tamei. So these are things that you're not allowed to do. Maisa Sheni Shel Demai is more kuladig. You can give it to an am aretz. Says the Mishnah, but when you do that, v'yoychal kinegdai. What you should do is, let's say you're giving him $10 worth of Maisa Sheni, you should earmark $10 worth of peiros and eat it b'ketusha. Meaning, have in mind when you go to Yerushalayim, you're going to, corresponding to what you gave the amaretz, eat the equivalent in Yerushalayim. Mechalan oisai kesef al kesef. So let's say someone had peiros maisa sheni and you transfer the ketusha onto money. You could do that. Once you have the money, if you want, you could transfer the ketusha again and again and again. Right? That's how it goes. Pidyon maisa sheni, like all pidyon. There's no shear. You could do it as much as you want. Stating that, the halach is, if you have kesef, you have money that you have, that you use to be paid the Maisa Sheni, and you want to transfer the money again, you can do it. However, you can't do it onto everything. There's certain limitations. So the Mishnah says that all those limitations that you would have with traditional kesef Maisa Sheni are not subject to Maisa Sheni Shel Demai. So, for example, umechal lenoisei kesef al kesef. If you have Maisa Sheni money, meaning money that you use to be paid the Maisa Sheni, and it was silver, and you want to transfer it onto silver, you could do it. Nechayshes, on nechayshes. You can go from copper to copper. Kesef on nechayshes. You can go from kesef to nechayshes. Unechayshes ala peiros. You can go from nechayshes to peiros. These are all chidushim. Ordinarily, you can't go from kesef to kesef. You can't go from nechayshes to nechayshes. You can't go from kesef to nechayshes. Says the Mishnah, you could do all these things. Now, you can go from nechayshes to peiros as well. I could transfer the kedusha from money of Maisa Sheni that was copper onto Peiros, ubavat sheyachzor v'yifta es haPeiros divrei Rav Meir. But if you want to do that, you would have to be poided the Peiros again. Rav Meir has a shita, and really it's based on a shita in the laws of Maisa Sheni, that even though you can be poided the Maisa Sheni as many times as you want, but if you're going to use Peiros to be poided the Maisa Sheni, the halacha is you're not allowed to take the Peiros into Yerushalayim. And the reason is because when it comes to Maisa Sheni, if you take the original peiros that you could eat in Yerushalayim. However, if you want to be paid to the Maisa Sheni, dafka has to be money, and dafka money is what you bring to Yerushalayim, but the peiros itself not. So it says Reb Meir, so as it relates to You have the same limitation that you can be poyted, and even kulus as it relates to being poyted, kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, nechoshes al peris. But once you're left with the peris, you have to be poyted the peris again, because again, you can't bring the peris into Yerushalayim. The original ma'aseh sheni peris you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. But if you want to be poyted, then you dafka can't bring the peris into Yerushalayim. You would have to be poyted onto something that's not peris if you want to bring it to Yerushalayim. The chomer argued with the last punch. They say yala peris v'yachle b'Yerushalayim. They hold no. If you want, you can take the peris directly and bring it into Yerushalayim. The point of Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis is a whole bunch of kulos that you have in the world of the mind. Right? Mishnah Aleph was based more on Svek Sveka. Mishnah Beis is just a whole list of different types of kulos that you find in the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni Shel Demai. What's the pshat in it? The pshat is pasha, because again, even though the Chachamim made a takan of Demai, but the whole Indian of Demai is based on a chiddush. It's based on the fact that we're going to be chayish lemiyuta, because really Roy Vami are its master names. It's not even a real suffix. Based on all the rules and regulation of Svekas, there should be nothing to worry about. The only reason we're worried is because we're being chayish lemiyuta. We're being chayish lemiyuta beseder, but there's a limitation in terms of how far we're going to go and how far we're going to take this whole chayish lemiyuta. We'd be chayish lemiyuta, but at the same time, there is going to be a limitation.